Hello and welcome to
the Sharp Side Podcast. I'm your host, Chaz Ferrata, in solo run today. Just a little scheduling conflict for James. But this is week six of the 2021 college football season. Some great games, actually, this weekend, which has got me pretty ramped up. But before I kind of get into it, just quick week five recap. Your boy had himself a weekend. That was probably the best football betting weekend overall that I'll have all year. I think I went 4-1 on my picks. I believe James went 3-2. And I think now we are both either at or above 500. So we got the week we needed, which is good. But just some quick reactions. I touted Cincy 75-1 on the to win the national title. They beat Notre Dame, which was huge. I'm going to be honest. They are not the team that... So, like, I think BYU is better. BYU also has a much more difficult schedule. But the thing is that I think, like, I don't, like, Cincy won't win a game in the playoff. Like, their just team isn't that good. They have some outstanding defensive talent on it. That's for sure. Probably two first-round picks. But the offense just isn't quite there where it needs to be. So, that's kind of where I'm at there. Georgia is absolutely what they look like. That team is loaded. It's the best defense in the country, bar none. And they just put up more than 30 points on a very, very good Arkansas defense with their backup quarterback. On top of that, I don't know what's happening with Eric Gilbert. If he decides to play, that's a humongous boost it's a huge boost. George Pickens could also come back by the time bowl games come around. If you get those two weapons in that offense like that with JT Daniels, I'm calling it. I think it's game over. I think their roster is far more talented than Bama's, and I'm very excited to see what Georgia-Alabama really looks like. Because I don't want to get too ahead of myself. I think it could be a Georgia blowout. I was happy to call Ole Miss-Alabama to a T. I said that we'd get some long drives, and I mean, they under hit very comfortably, which was pretty nice, which took a little stress off the day with that one. But Corral just couldn't like hit the gear that he's been finding. And it makes sense. Bama's defense is really good. And Bryce Young looked solid. Bryce Young's great. He's efficient and he does absolutely what he needs to and more in that offense, and he can make all the throws. I don't know what it is. He just doesn't quite do it for me. Maybe it's like an internal bias because I have other guys who win the Heisman, but there's something, it's like really, he's got really, really easy throws to make. Granted, he makes them all and like he takes care of the football, but there's something's a little off for me. So, but like I said, we needed a big week to turn it all around and we did. And I feel all juiced up with a lot of momentum heading in. So let's just dive right on into the big matchups for week six. I'll try and get through this pretty quickly, get you guys all the info you need, and then get you your picks, and we'll get out of here. Arkansas at Ole Miss. Ole Miss is lane 5.5, totals at 66.5. So this game was played last year, and I would argue that was Matt Corral's worst game of his entire career. He threw 7 interceptions, and I think he might have had a fumble too. And it's like straight up, it's just because of what Barry Odom's defense and how it's structured, what it does. It's so like they drop 8 people, they rush 3. And when you're a spread offense, it's really hard to pass on. It caused so many problems that Ole Miss has taken some defensive schematic ideas from Arkansas. And I would hope that they don't try and employ that against Arkansas, because Arkansas is one of the best rushing attacks in the country, and that is how you beat that offense. Jerrion Ealy is banged up, and he will be a game time decision, I believe, for Ole Miss. And if he doesn't play, Ole Miss could absolutely struggle on offense once again. a little tease to my top five plays, but I am looking at Arkansas. I missed out on the six. I'm hoping it gets there. I do want the six. I'm also kind of looking at the under. I believe it is correlated for, and no, it's not. But I do think that more often than not, Arkansas in the under hit. It's just kind of where I'm looking for Arkansas offensively. I think they're going to be able to do whatever they want on the ground. And I expect similar trouble for Corral, especially off his worst game of the year so far. So, woo pig suey. excuse me. Oklahoma versus Texas on a neutral. It is, I believe it's being played at the Cotton Bowl, Red River shootout. Texas is getting 3. Total is at 63.5. I was very happy to get an Oklahoma 3. I think they're so undervalued right now. And this is coming from a guy who loves every single part of the Texas offense. I think this total is a touch too low. I think this should be in the 67, 68, somewhere in there. So Oklahoma has had an explosiveness problem this year, and they've been able to get away with it, though. So they don't have enough explosive plays on offense, and they're giving too many explosive plays on defense. However, despite like the disappointing start to their season and despite the Rattlers' season, they're still number one in the Big 12 in offensive success rate and number two in the Big 12 in defensive success rate. So essentially, if you aren't picking up a 20-yard gain, you're pretty much getting stuffed at the line. This Oklahoma defense is very, very good. I still think this team is talented enough to get the national title. And from what we saw last year, like, Spencer Rattler's been graded so low outside of structure, and he's been graded incredibly high inside of structure, which is a huge, huge, huge development, because that just shows that he improved from last year. And if we can see some positive regression on, like, just kind of like the throws he makes outside of structure, which he was phenomenal at last year, then this Oklahoma is just going to find a new gear. With the weapons they have around him, I'm actually pretty confident that he can find that positive regression. And so, excuse me. And so, I think it's a great buy point for Oklahoma laying 3 at a neutral site. I'm also looking at the over. I know what I said about Oklahoma's defense. It's Sark just calls great games, and we're going to get the usual. I mean, I think Oklahoma's offense is very underrated right now. And I think that we're just going to get some nice, just like a bunch of like solid drives going back and forth. And I just think it'll be enough to get over the total. Of course, I've got good long shot prices on Casey Thompson at 150-1. Talked about that 2 weeks ago. And I've bet Bijan Robinson at 50-1 and 40-1 to win the Heisman. And then I also have Oklahoma to win the title. So, like, I'm hoping there's points. Oklahoma -3 is going to get a bet from me. But I'm excited to watch this game. So, go Sooners. And then finally, what is by some should be the most anticipated game of the weekend. It's a top five matchup. We've got number 3 Penn State taking on I think Iowa's number 3 now, actually. I was hosting Penn State. I was laying 1.5. The total's at 41. And this is going to be some ugly football. I really want to bet an under. Iowa's offense is, in a word, dog shit, but their defense is absolutely outstanding. This is perhaps the most skilled Iowa defense that I can remember, at least for the last few years. and then conversely, Penn State's defense is ridiculous. It would not shock me at all if there was more defensive and special teams points than offensive points in this game, which that would be some prop bet if you could find that. But, So I stared directly at Penn State plus three, and James talked me off of it because he's a loser. But I, gun to my head, I'm taking Penn State. James Franklin is not a good football coach, at least on field. He makes too many stupid decisions. He is an incredible recruiter. They still, as of now, they have the number one recruiting class for next year. And I'll give credit where credit is due. The dude can put a roster together, and his defenses are outstanding year after year. But they have issues on offense. Not as bad as Iowa, per se, but I'm not a Sean Clifford guy. I think we might see the first bad game for the Big Red Dog. And what I'm hoping for is we get a quick score, and then I'm going to live bet an under. I think, and I also think that if a team gets out to a very early lead, then that team's going to be very live to just be content on sitting on the ball. And then the clock is really going to run. This game might be over very, very quickly. Enjoy it or don't enjoy it while it lasts. But if ugly football is your thing, then you're going to love this game. I do tend to enjoy some ugly football from time to time, so I'm kind of looking forward to it. But I would like to stress it will be a very ugly football game. excuse me, batting a little bit of cough here. Before I get into our drafted plays, just a quick word from our sponsor, Anchor. Thank you to Anchor. All right, my number one ranked play. It is Georgia Tech. They're playing Duke, and I bet an over 58. It is. I think I saw 60 and a half right now. I would still play it over 60. Duke's rushing defense is absolutely horrendous. And when you got Gibbs and my boy Jeff Sims running the ball, then I think Georgia Tech is going to be able to do whatever the hell they want on the ground. If we can get any production out of the Georgia Tech passing game, then I think they can get to 40 points fairly easily. They also run at a quick enough tempo to where I'm not worried at all. On Duke, they have been actually running pretty quickly. They've been able to put up points against bad defenses. And if they can get to like 20, 24 points, this will be a no sweat at all. I do like Georgia Tech team total over too. I think they're going to put up an ugly number on Duke here, but yes. So I bet Georgia Tech over 58. I would play it up to 61. Ohio State, Maryland is my second favorite play. Unfortunately, so I bet an over 68. And then we got news that Maryland's best wide receiver was going to be out for this game. I believe he's out for the year. And the total still ticked up 3 points. I think it's at 71, or it might have even been 71 and a half. The Maryland offense has been explosive, and I think they're going to be able to take advantage of Ohio State's weakness, like literally all over. Whether Ohio State's defense has been very disappointing. CJ Stroud looked so incredibly comfortable last week. He absolutely dominated. That was a winner for us. I think that there's a little bit of a Heisman hopeful in there. And I am not worried at all about him playing conservatively. I think he's going to go out there and try and put up an ugly number. Ohio State, Maryland over. This number is good for me up to 73, actually. My third favorite play is Kent State. I bet a bad number here. I have Kent State minus six. I would play it up to seven. Ultimately, it comes down to, I think Kent State is going to be able to pass the ball. They're playing Buffalo, the Buffalo Bulls. This is at Kent State. And I just think they're going to be able to pass the ball. Dustin Crum is a very solid quarterback, especially I would argue he's like an elite MAC quarterback, which seems a little strange. But if you're listening to this, I'd imagine that you can understand what I'm saying. They run the ball well. They're going to be able to score. And shockingly, their defense has been the best part of their team this year. Buffalo has had issues in their secondary because they lost so much production from last year to this year. And most of it was on the the defensive side. And they lost so much in the secondary and in the pass game that, like, they haven't really been exposed yet until last week. And last week, really, Western Michigan put up a gajillion points on them because they were able to take advantage of that weakness. I expect Kent State to have a similar advantage here. So I'm happy laying 6 with Kent State. My number 4 ranked play was Arkansas. I talked about it earlier. I think they're going to have a huge rushing advantage offensively here. And I think there might be a little, they're just going to have a defensive advantage with just schematic defensive advantage against the spread attack from Ole Miss. So, and I am going to bet Moneyline too. I think they're a better team, I think this should be closer to 3, including the home field. So give me the Razorbacks. And finally, my 5th favorite play was a team that I kind of talked up a little bit a couple weeks ago. Baylor minus 2.5. They are hosting West Virginia. They have BYU on deck. That was an interesting game. Anyways, they're hosting West Virginia, and Neil Brown has gotten a lot of credit as West Virginia's head coach. I don't think he is as heralded as an offensive mind as he should be given credit for. I think that Baylor's going to have a big advantage on defense here, and I think laying less than field goal is honestly quite disrespectful with what Baylor has shown. I'm excited to see Jerry Bohannon kind of do his thing. I think he has the skill set to take advantage of a good West Virginia D line and a good West Virginia secondary, but a linebacker core that can struggle. And if West Virginia isn't getting enough pressure on the D line, then I think Jerry Bohannon, however you say it, is going to be getting up to that second level very easily. And ultimately, it's a numbers play. I think this game should be Baylor minus 4, even Baylor minus 4.5. And I think getting less than 3 here is a very good number. So give me the Baylor Bears. So to recap, my 5 favorite plays are Georgia Tech over, Georgia Tech Duke over. And you can, if you don't want to back the Duke offense, which I don't really blame you, go ahead and just take Georgia Tech team total over. Number 2, Ohio State, Maryland over. Number 3, Kent State minus 6. Number 4, Arkansas. I would be patient. Try and wait for the 6. If you settle on 4.5, that's not the biggest deal in the world. The difference between 5.5 to 4.5 is not that big of a deal. 5 rarely lands. and I am going to be playing the money line a bit. And then finally, the 5th. Favorite play for me this weekend is Baylor minus 2.5. excuse me. Sorry about that. I'm just going to try and pull up James's likes real quick. All right. James has Temple plus 29. Goodness gracious. That's disgusting. Temple plus 29.5 as his favorite play. Nebraska plus 3.5 at home hosting Michigan. Temple's playing Cincinnati, by the way. He's got Iowa minus 1.5. I have no idea who New Mexico is playing. Actually, no, he won a Tennessee lane 10 at home for South Carolina. And then he's got TCU minus 2 as his 5th favorite play. My apologies for the little sore throat that I've been battling here. But good luck this weekend. Of course, sorry about the quick little pod here. Of course, if there's anything that I did not go over and you guys kind of want to lean or like on, hit us in the DMs, fire a tweet at us. We are always ready and excited to talk college football, NFL, whatever it may be. Hell, I'll talk playoff baseball with you. go Astros. But for the Sharp Side podcast, it has been a very, very fun week of prep so far for me personally. I have big weekends get me really pumped up to break down the next week of football, so I'm fired up and ready to roll. That being said, thank you guys for listening. Let's go win some money.